We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh, along with Ted Woodward. Sedgwick County officials say two people have died after being trapped in a grain elevator south of Wichita. The bodies were discovered late Tuesday afternoon at the elevator at Gavilon Grain. Deputy Fire Chief Larry Tangy says emergency crews responded to the site after reports two workers were trapped.
We had multiple units and agencies called to where we could have the correct resources out here to try to gain access to them.
It was not clear how the men got into the bin or what caused them to become trapped under 20 to 25 feet of grain. No names have been released. The Wichita Police Department is asking for the public's help in locating a missing woman and her son.
Police Officer Charlie Davidson said in a news release, 23-year-old Samantha Riggs walked away from her family home at around 10 Sunday morning with her one-year-old child, Matthew. Davidson said the mother is mentally challenged and not capable of taking care of her child without supervision. They may have driven with someone to Manhattan. A photo of the woman and her child can be found in the news story on our webpage, knssradio.com. Anyone with information about their location is asked to call 911 or Crime Stoppers at 316-267-2111. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A 25-year-old Los Angeles man suspected of making a hoax emergency call that led to the fatal shooting of a Wichita man last week is expected to have a hearing as prosecutors seek to have him extradited. The Los Angeles County District Attorney's Office says prosecutors anticipate filing a fugitive from justice warrant against Tyler Barris today. A transaction on New Year's Day didn't go well for a Wichita man. It turned into a highway robbery and a shooting. Police Officer Charlie Davidson says it happened Monday afternoon in the 1600 block of North Emporia.
He was selling a pair of shoes on the OfferUp app. The male stated that two unknown males in their 20s to 30s arrived in a gray Chevy Impala. And during the sale of these shoes, one of the suspects brandished a firearm and pointed it at the 19-year-old male victim.
During a struggle, the victim was shot one time in his shoulder. He was hospitalized and has since been released. Police believe they might have two potential suspects identified in this case, and they are looking for them. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Christian Nielsen was in California Tuesday to survey the damage from massive wildfires.
I'm pleased to announce that in response to the devastation, the president has declared a major disaster for the counties of Ventura and Santa Barbara, which will release the public assistance. This is an important step towards recovery, and FEMA is prepared to help communities throughout California to rebuild.
The Thomas Fire alone has burned nearly 300,000 acres. The Senate will start the new year with two new members.
A day after Minnesota Democrat Al Franken made his resignation official, his replacement will be sworn in. Minnesota Lieutenant Governor Tina Smith was appointed by the governor to fill the vacancy. Vice President Mike Pence will also swear in Alabama Democrat Doug Jones, who arrived here saying children's health care funding is a top priority.
There's all the budget issues and all that are facing us, but I've been harping on that CHIP program for a while, hoping that can get done.
Jones won a special election last month, a win that shrinks the Republican Senate majority to just 51 seats. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. KNSS News Time now, 6:10, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock with Steve and Ted here on a Wednesday morning, January 3rd.
Once again, traffic conditions, it's very cold out there. So, doesn't seem to be quite as cold. It's getting a little bit warmer out there, but still very, very cold this morning. The gasoline prices coming down in more places. I'm starting to see $2.27 a little bit more often today. Average price still $2.28, $2.29, but I saw $2.27 Broadway and 55th Street South. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
Now let's take a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Jennifer Narrabore. Good morning.
Fast-moving front has been coming through the region, just some scattered clouds with it, and we're going to start to kick in a gusty north to northwesterly wind as the day goes on. Plenty of sunshine and our high temperature 32. It'll be partly cloudy for tonight, that low back down to the low to mid-teens. Sunny and 35 for tomorrow, easing back to the low 40s on Friday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Jennifer Naramore.
Now, partly cloudy, we have a northwest wind at 9 miles per hour and 18 degrees. We're in double digits this morning. 18 degrees.
Woo-hoo!
Wednesday, January 3rd, 2018, another cold day, but with some sunshine across Kansas Tuesday. Wichita's high temperature yesterday was 25 degrees. Normal high, 41.
Still well below.
Well.
But it's noticeable.
What?
How much warmer it was yesterday than it has been.
Yeah.
Even this morning.
It seems.
Even though it's frigid, it doesn't seem as
not
cold as it was the last few days.
Nothing's getting warmer, but it's not as cold, I'll put it that way. On this date in 1959, I read about this in my weekly reader, Alaska became the 49th state as President Dwight D. Eisenhower signed a proclamation. Johnny Horton, North to Alaska, right here.
Alaska.
What was the name of that movie that John Wayne was in? Was that North to Alaska? I think it was.
Yeah, that was the name of the movie.
Yeah, went up there to do some prospecting.
Not a very good movie.
I don't think so either.
But song is better. Good song.
Song's better than the movie.
Boring movie.
Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife Police say they're searching for a suspect after three bags of dead ducks were possibly disposed of illegally near Aberdeen. Police say all the ducks were shot, but it's unclear if they were harvested legally. The three bags contained a total of 28 ducks. Wasting wildlife is a gross misdemeanor offense. Punishable by up to a year in jail and a $5,000 fine.
If they can figure out.
Per duck.
Yeah. Per duck?
Maybe per duck. I don't know.
Or per bag.
Or per bag of ducks.
Why are they talking about bags as a unit of measurement for ducks dead?
That's the way the ducks came, in the bags.
Bags.
Where they found them, in the bags. They were bagged. Wonder if they were plastic or paper. A Virginia sheriff.
When's the last time you saw a paper bag?
Oh, I've got some at home.
Yeah. At the store.
Yeah, well, Shelly and I get them all the time.
Really?
You've got to ask for them. They're right there. Yeah.
So you're the one guy in town still uses paper bags.
And not all the time, just now and then. It's like they have me in touch with the old days. Know that nature is still out there producing trees.
And you're helping destroy them.
Yeah. And destroy them. A Virginia sheriff's office has issued a lookout alert for a wily creature loose in the woods, a cow. The York Pocosin Sheriff's Office tweeted Monday that an elusive bovine is roaming a wooded area near Penniman Road. Animal control has devised a plan to catch the cow and deliver it to a rescue facility. Sheriff's office has put out bales of hay where the heifer has been bedding down and asked anyone who sees the cow to call emergency dispatch.
So they know where it's sleeping?
It's unclear.
It doesn't seem like it should be very hard to find.
It's unclear for how long the rogue cow has been at large. Yeah, it should be that. Could you just do it like a stakeout?
You'd think. And stakeout, pun intended, yes.
Yeah.
I know.
That would be a stakeout.
Uh-huh. That's very moving.
Moving. Yeah, they have a big problem there in Virginia. They got a cow running around loose.
Maybe we should steer this conversation in a different direction.
Steer it in a different direction. Okay. All right, 6:13 now with Steve and Denton. Make it 6:14. And big story this morning about the two persons. They are referring to them in our copy as workers who were trapped in this grain elevator and who died in the grain elevator. Now, this grain elevator, as I understand it, Ted, is this the old DeBruce?
Yeah.
It's the same one down there. We're calling it south of Wichita, near Hayesville, isn't it? And I just did. I was just doing some research and some looking back at the DeBruce elevator explosion, which happened in 1998.
Mm-hmm. 20 years ago,
June 8th, and I remember that you covered that for KNSS. I'd been with the station about 6 months.
Not very long, yeah.
And we sent you down there, and you gave us some great coverage. I think we won at least one KAB award for that. Or spot coverage, so you did a good job on it. 7 people were killed in that one.
That was a sad day. Yep.
10 were injured, 10 employees injured. Now, this is, a grain elevator, look at it and say, well, that's fine, no big deal. That's a dangerous place.
Sure is.
Especially, here in the Midwest, where we do have from time to time, that grain dust accumulates and it will explode. That's what happened to DeBruce. Did it just blow it the top off one of those?
Yeah, you get a spark from a ball bearing somewhere.
Anywhere.
And
any kind of spark.
Goes right up. Yep.
Now, these two guys, these people were under 20 to 25 feet of grain.
Oh, man.
And as I understand it, if you just move, it just keeps built, you know, packing in on
just
you.
Just constricting your body.
Yeah, constricting your body. So they, and I'm sure they, I mean, as frantically as they could, those first responders try to get to those guys, but to no avail.
Yeah, and when you're in that situation, time is certainly not on your, because it's you can't get in there. It's tricky. And it's not something you can do rapidly.
First responder jumps in there, and you got another one.
So
you got to be real careful how you do it. And I know that they're trained on how to handle these things here in the Midwest. But yeah, that's the same grain elevator. Was it DeBruce? All right, it's 6:16. It was Steve and Ted. Yeah, another cold day. And but today's going to warm up. 33 degrees.
33, man, that will feel amazing.
Tell you what.
Will the sun be out? That helps,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it's supposed to be sunny. And yesterday afternoon, I had all planned to go on my first run of the new year, and then things came up. Had to go get a car battery.
Mm-hmm.
Had to do this, had to do that, and I didn't get around to it. I don't know if I'm going to run this year at all. Well, it's only the third day.
I think you'll make it.
I'm going to try to get out there today. You got to be dedicated. You got to be dedicated.
You all batteried up now with your car?
Got it batteried up at the Mazda place.
That's what I was going to ask. Does it work just like it had? It was perfect?
Well, beautiful.
You're good to go until New Year's Day.
Yeah.
2023, baby.
2023.
It's always bad when you buy a replacement part and then it doesn't seem to have helped all that much. That's a terrible feeling. So
the service manager, I guess he's the manager. Glenn's been out there for years, and I saw him briefly yesterday, but there was a younger man who's in the service department, and he checked me out and said, yeah, I knew you were coming in for a battery. I heard you talking about it. It's on the radio. So there you go. It's always nice to find a listener wherever you go.
And he said, free of charge.
Nope.
Just like in It's a Wonderful Life.
Nope,
it didn't happen? Okay.
Real big bill.
Okay. Well, you're no George Bailey.
I'm not. There's no doubt about it. And you're no Harry Bailey. And a Ted Jad is no.
Yeah, you're not the richest man in town.
Jazz is not Mr. Potter. All right. 6:18 now. Steve and Ted, it's time for Leadoff Sports with Ted Woodward. And, hey, what happened at Allen Fieldhouse last night?
Well, that's a great question.
Wow.
Had things happened at Allen Fieldhouse last night that hadn't happened in a long time. A little college men's basketball action last night, and the top 10 team goes down. 10th-ranked Kansas hosting 18th-ranked Texas Tech last night in Lawrence. And this thing was never in doubt. Texas Tech jumped to an early lead, had a double-digit lead at halftime, and the Jayhawks never, ever could seem to mount a run in this one. Basically, Texas Tech made their three-pointers. KU did not. You heard the game last night on KFH.
Now you're down a Baker's dozen with 9:25 to go. Still plenty of time, but the problem is, Greg, this lead's going the wrong direction.
Yeah, no momentum, no mojo, nothing right now. We've seen that before. We saw magic in a bottle last year against West Virginia, but do you have the type of personnel to turn it on and off that quick?
It never materialized for KU last night. Redwood, you heard how quiet it was in Allen Fieldhouse.
Yeah.
That's pretty much the way it was all night. Texas Tech won the game 85-73, winning its seventh in a row. Tech is now 13-1. Worst loss for the Jayhawks at home in 15 years. Jayhawks 6-for-24 from three-point range, season low 25%, 0-for-12 from three-point range in the second half. Couldn't make a three. That's how Texas Tech kept the lead up. Jayhawks fall to 11-3, and for the first time ever, Texas Tech wins a game in Lawrence. They had been 0-17. They out-rebounded the Jayhawks by 15, too. That was another one. Texas Tech out-rebounded the Hawks 44-29. Tech had 18 offensive rebounds.
Wow.
Yeah.
So nobody's blocking the boards.
So it was a whole lot of trouble last night.
Nobody's blocking off on the rebounds.
Nope. A lot of issues there. Kansas had won its home opener in the conference 11 years in a row. That string is over. And they had beaten the Red Raiders 16 times in a row. That string comes to an end as the Jayhawks take a loss last night. Little college football news yesterday. Kansas State will not be looking for a new coach. Kansas State head coach Bill Snyder is coming back for at least one more season. He says, as long as I'm in good health, as long as I can
have a positive impact on the program. I want to continue to be the head coach.
How about that?
Bill Snyder is 78 years old. He did battle throat cancer a year ago and has come back from that. He'll be back for his 27th season on the sidelines at Kansas State. He's already in the College Football Hall of Fame. And Bill Snyder will remain at K-State for at least one more year. And I don't want to be a... I want to give KU fans a little hope.
Okay.
So I know we had some bad news from Lawrence last night. But this today does mark a pretty momentous day in KU athletics history. You might remember it was 10 years ago this very day that the Jayhawks, ranked number 8 in the nation, played number 5 Virginia Tech in the Orange Bowl. Under head coach Mark Mangino, and the Jayhawks won that game 24-21, the only BCS bowl win ever for the Jayhawks. They finished that year 12-1, ranked number 7 in the nation, and it's still the most wins ever in a season for KU. That was 10 years ago, the magical football season for the Jayhawks with that Orange Bowl win.
Yeah.
And that was 10 years ago today in that Orange Bowl. That's sports with Steve and Ted, KNSS.
All right, Ted, 6:21, and it's time for our Prairie Fire coffee break already on KNSS.
Let's bring it on.
Prairie Fire coffee is the freshest coffee in the Wichita area because Prairie Fire coffee beans are roasted fresh right here in Wichita.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get Prairie Fire coffee at your office just like Steve and Ted by calling 267-3771 or online at prairiefirecoffee.com.
Coffee break.
6:21 now. Keep it here for Fox News commentator Todd Starnes defining a privileged eighth grader. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.